This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Miles McClarty, safety for the UNC Bears, and you're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Welcome back into the whole show. The Rockies lose last night to the Chicago Cubs 5-4. It was 4-2 when I turned on the game and was in the eighth inning, and then they end up losing the ball game. It was very frustrating. Joining me now, we've got Spencer Smith, DNVR Rockies. I thought we were getting 28 last night, my friend. We would be two away. And the potential of getting this done was still out there to get it done by June 17th, which is tomorrow. But you know what? They didn't get it done. That was one of your infuriating losses, I'm sure, Spencer.
Yes, it definitely was. Those have been adding up the past week, man. It's been a rough couple of games in sandwich in between the greatest offensive game they've had in their career or their history. And yesterday was a tough pill to swallow, that's for sure.
So talk to me about, basically, let's get into, where do you want to go? You want to go positive or negative first, Spencer? How about you dictate how this one goes?
Let's start out with the negative first.
Okay.
And we can talk about the bullpen.
Yikes. four to two, and I'm already thinking, nah, this one, no, it's not done. This is not Twin 20. I don't feel good about it.
No, I even was worried about the game when it was 18-8 on Sunday against the Athletics. I'm in my tweet, I said, this game's not over yet, but this has been really fun. And I would not have been surprised had that game gotten tighter towards the end. But yeah, last night, Cole Kerrig, obviously we'll get to him as a massive positive for this team. But the bullpen last night, and it's just a microcosm of their season, really, man. It's you bring in a starter, you actually have a starter go five innings and only give up one run. Shout out to Michael Lorenzen
for having a
good start. And he gives up especially after surrendering a leadoff home run to start the game. I thought, oh boy, we're really in for it tonight, aren't we? And he goes five, gives up one run. You get the bullpen in there. And it was just there was no real bad. I guess Juan Mejia's ninth inning you could consider really bad, but it was just like little cuts. It was Antonio Senzatella giving up another run, which he hasn't done a ton this year, but he gives up a run. And then you've got Jaden Hill comes in, and it's very sketchy, and he gets out of it. And then you got Victor Vodnik, fresh off the injured list, comes in, and he looks like a disaster and can't find the strike zone, doesn't even finish an inning and gives up a run. Then Mejia comes and saves him, and then comes in the ninth inning and ruins it again. And then you bring Seth Halverson in, who really had no shot, bases loaded, nobody out. I guess you're trying to get a ground ball or strike three guys in a row out, and he ends up walking in the winning run. So that game yesterday was if you've been watching the Rockies all season long, they've won, you know, their fair share of games, 28 this season. Last year it was like 11 at this point. So we're positive there, but the microcosm of the season was that game yesterday, in that you have some exciting things happen, you actually have some good starting pitching, and then at the end you just find they're not finding ways to win, they're finding ways to lose games.
What did you make of Warren Schaefer's decision there? We talked about that ninth inning with Mejia. And I've even listening on the broadcast, I heard the fellas say, you know, oh, this is going to be a tough spot to throw Halverson. Oh, yep, they're doing it. What did you make of that? Is that a case where you would have rather see Warren Schaefer just say, you know what, you started this mess, you're going to have to finish it, we don't want to put Halverson in this situation, or did you like that switch?
Well, you know, ironically, both, so me and Christian, my other DNVR Rockies host, and one of the guys here at DNVR does Broncos, Henry, he's on the Rockies pod with us sometimes too, and we all have a group chat going, and we said, one of the questions posed last night going into the ninth inning was, all right, who do you go to the ninth with? And both Christian and I, almost the exact same text at the same time, said, I think I'd start it with Mejia and have Halverson hot right away. And I don't know how hot Halverson was to start the inning, but I thought, you know, like everybody wants to go back in time and be hindsight about it and say hindsight's always 2020, right? We could have said, You know, Seth Halvorsen could have came in with nobody on, nobody out in that inning and gotten the save, and you win the game and everybody's happy today. But in reality, how Mejia looked, he hasn't been great this year, but he looked great in the end of that eighth inning. And most of their guys, pretty much all their guys, can go multiple innings, and they've done it before. So I wasn't shocked to see Mejia come out for the ninth, but I was shocked. I think it maybe was a batter or two too long. And you kind of got to do the eye test too. When you're watching the game, you're like, okay, was Mejia just giving up kind of bloop hits or kind of garbage hits? That in that case, you can say, all right, he's close. It's not perfect, but he's close, and maybe we'll leave him in there. And then you look at what he was doing and just missing the strike zone and walking guys, the walks, 9 walks yesterday, just an absolute killer for this team. You got to get him out quicker than that. But I've always told people that I argue with people on Twitter because I consider myself a Warren Schaefer defender. And I stand by that for at least a while. When you bring a bullpen pitcher in, you expect them to finish an inning. You don't bring a bullpen pitcher in and have a guy hot right away, ready to come in and save him when he walks one guy. You know, you got to have some confidence. These are the major leaguers that you have. I'm not saying that they're any good or that they're worth being in the major leagues, but they're the guys that you have on the roster that you have to trust to go an inning. So it's been a really frustrating couple of weeks in terms of being able to get a lead late, and then you turn around and just hand that lead right back. They've been handing teams games. They've had a chance to have some really impressive gritty wins, as I call them, and those have turned into infuriating losses because the bullpen just can't seem to not give up a run. Every pitcher that comes out of that pen is giving up at least one run.
Spencer, is there any thought? I was thinking about this morning with Sensatella. I mean, obviously, he's had, moving him from being a starting pitcher to kind of all over the place. I mean, I never really know where he's going to be inserted into a particular game. Is there a thought on, like, maybe this is a stupid question, just make him the closer?
You know, there is. I think everyone outside of Rockies internally are wondering that same question. And why not just have your specific closer? And last night, turned out to be an interesting game because you saw Sensatella, and I believe it was the fifth and the sixth, finishing the fifth or maybe into the sixth inning when he came in. And you're thinking, all right, well, we've got this game at 1-1. We just tied it up. Cole Carrig, bases loaded walk. We just tied it up. I think the thought there was, all right, Sensatella can go 2 innings and hopefully give us 2 innings of shutout baseball where we can then take the lead and hand it off to someone else. And I think what it really boils down to is the fact that you've got one guy down there that you trust. And while, yes, him being the closer on a normal baseball team makes sense, nothing the Rockies are doing right now from a pitching standpoint is normal. You don't see bullpen guys going as many innings as these guys are going. You don't see your best bullpen pitcher pitching in the fifth inning ever. You don't see guys pitching to, right-handed pitchers that actually have good left-handed matchups. Jaden Hill is an example of that, where Jaden Hill will come in to get lefties out. Jaden Hill also comes in every bad situation. I swear to God, that guy never gets to come into an inning and have nobody on base. Yeah. It's absurd. And he's been good too, but it's a very weird, I guess weird is not the right term, what should I call it, non-traditional way of running the bullpen. And it's clearly not working right now, but is it not working because of the way you're running the bullpen, or is it not working because the guys you have down there to choose from are just simply not good enough?
Yeah, probably a little mixture of both, I would imagine. Well, let's talk about the positive. You mentioned it. Cole Carrig, though, my gosh, man. People that weren't paying attention are asking the question, like, where did this dude come from? What an incredible start for him.
Yeah, this guy is every bit the real deal of an MLB player that we had hoped the Rockies would find at some point, whether it was him, Sterling Thompson, hopefully Charlie Condon later in this year. There was a lot of guys in that outfield position where really they were just blocked. And if it wasn't for the injuries to Mickey Moniak and Brenton Doyle and Jake McCarthy going down and Tyler Freeman going down, I don't want to ruin the whole radio show with just injuries because we could go on for the rest of this time. But there's so many injuries in the outfield specifically that Cole Carrig finally got the call up. And the difference is they called up Sterling Thompson before Cole Carrig, which everybody was like, why are we going to do that? Why not bring the kid up that's just absolutely on fire at the AAA level? And the goal there was when they brought Carrig up, they wanted Carrig to come up and stick and start and play. That is the difference between him and Sterling Thompson. They brought Sterling Thompson up because it was an injury here, an injury there. You didn't know how long he was going to be up. You could send him back down pretty easily. Cole Carrig, was the guy that they wanted to come up and play and start. And you saw that. We were at his debut, got to meet him in the dugout last week, and just an absolute beast of a guy. Five-tool player. He's got everything you'd want in an outfielder. He even played shortstop yesterday, so kind of another utility guy to add to the Rockies' tool chest. Can run, can throw, can steal bases, plays a good outfield position, hits the ball for power, clearly runs around the bases, and does everything well, right? And so it's nice to see him up there and starting and playing in center field every single day and starting your first week of MLB service time with three homers, a triple, and playing some great defense, had an outfield assist in the Vegas A's series. So this guy's been incredible, man, and he might be someone that saves the Rockies in terms of the viewpoint from the fans and people wanting to go to games. I think if he continues this run for another month, people are going to want to go to the ballpark to see Cole Kerrig. That's how good he is. And so hopefully you get some guys back like the Mickey Moniaks and Brenton Doyles at some point, but I think this kid's played his way onto the field for the rest of the season and hopefully a longer time than that.
Yeah, so much fun to watch. It's exciting. Hopefully you can keep that rolling early on. Spencer, before we let you go, man, I need three more. I need three more wins here. Where are we looking? We haven't talked about this in a bit, but I'm ready to shave the beard. So give me some hope here, my friend.
I will say by the time we talk next Tuesday, they will either have gotten it or we will be talking about that night, you being able to finally make that appointment. I think the Red Sox come into town next week. They've got the Pirates at home this weekend. We should see some unbelievably fun games, just a lot of runs scored, not a lot of good pitching unless Steens is pitching. But even the worst Rockies team in history got to Paul Steens last year. So you never know what you're going to see when they get back home in the middle of June. But I will put my guarantee on it that if next Tuesday we are not at the 30 wins, we will be at 29 and talking about maybe this Tuesday night game against the Red Sox, you can finally get that beard shaved off.
So one more week's not going to kill me. One more week's fine. We can live with that. So hopefully by that time.
We just hope the beard doesn't turn too gray and they lose games like the way they've lost them in the past week, because that's
the stress. Yes, it's very stressful. It is. And when you throw your face up as collateral during this season, it makes every game a little more stressful, at least at this stage in the season.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of Rockies fans or people that are like, "Oh, what do you care when the Rockies win this game and that game?" And I'm like, and every time I hear that from anybody, I just think of you, because I know you're invested in getting to that 30, no matter when it comes.
That's what we're trying to do. You know, we're just trying to build some excitement around this team, and of course, you help us more than anybody else do that, Spencer. Always appreciate your insight, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week. And I'll ask, if I'm shaved by that time, I'll ask if it sounds different, you know, with no beard, do I sound different? That'll be a fun time.
Maybe a little less grizzly of a voice.
Yeah, maybe so. It's been so long, I don't know what life is like without beard, so we'll see. Spencer, my man, great work. Hey, throw out your info there so we can check out your stuff, man, because we love your baseball insight. We love your Rockies insight.
You can follow us at @DNVR_Rockies on X or Twitter, whatever you decide to call it. I am at @BigTheDriveSpence on Twitter as well. Go check out our YouTube channel. We did a show last week from 1913, the Rockies Speakeasy, had Warren Schaefer on, had Mickey Moniak on. It was really cool to get to talk to them and hear their insight on, you know, Mickey coming to the Rockies, Warren Schaefer becoming the full-time manager. Had a really good, just nice, relaxed chat with them. This wasn't an interview about numbers or any of that. It was like, hey, we're in the Speakeasy, we're going to have some fun. So go check that out on our YouTube channel from last week.
I thought it was great. It was fun. You know, like you said, we're not going to go crazy with X's and O's. We're just going to have kind of a relaxed conversation. And it was very entertaining, man. So well done by you. And we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
Thanks, Brady. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Spencer Smith, DNVR, Rockies, Michael. He thinks we'll be either done or the day next Tuesday we'll be talking about getting it done. So he's kind of loosely predicting two more wins within the next week, and we'll be at 29 by next Tuesday.
Are you going to film the beard and the haircut being groomed?
No, I don't, because I'm doing that at my house. It's hard to hold the phone up, and because as soon as it hits 30, it's going off, and then I schedule my haircut. ready.
My beard's gotten really long. I'm also participating in the Dirty 30.
No, it's just
not
how you
lazy
are.
In the mornings.
It's just how you are. 36 minutes after the hour, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.